Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Get select Ernie Ball strings, 3 for $10. Save $100 on a Fender Special Edition Strat, or get a Yamaha acoustic for just $199. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL teams, including the Pacers right here. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, and I'm coming to you from Indy on a LeBron 3 Wednesday night, where the Pacers took care of the Cavs at the Fieldhouse 103-93 to even the record at 6-6, while LeBron James sat on the bench in a nice tailored suit and watched the rest of his team fall for the second time this year to the Pacers. So we'll look back at the Pacers taking advantage of the Cavs with LeBron James resting, and look at Jeff Teague and Thad Young in particular, matching up well with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love in the first half to get the Pacers rolling, and leaving Paul George available to be a difference maker, and wrap it up with some D-League assignment news, and of course, biscuits. So before we get going, make sure you check in with any questions or comments. Reach me at email at indycornrows@gmail.com and on Twitter at indycornrows. So before the game started, about a little before 5, we got word that LeBron James was going to take the night off and rest, as we discussed in the podcast yesterday, was a good possibility considering the schedule. Now, it stinks for anybody who bought a ticket to come see LeBron in particular, and or come see the Pacers try and beat the defending champs in general. Was reported that it was a sold-out crowd. I don't know how sold out it really was. There were a lot of empty seats here and there, and it's hard to believe that all of those were empty just based on the early report that LeBron wasn't going to be there. Maybe there were a lot of people who had been burnt before by LeBron and didn't actually fill up the seats. Regardless, the crowd was definitely not as electric as you would normally expect when the defending champs come to town. But it's always a bummer when a star like LeBron sits here in Indy, just because of the proximity of the Pacers on the map. If you think about a clock, you have Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville, St. Louis, even Chicago, because it's so hard to get into Bulls games because their tickets are sold out. Also very expensive. It's cheaper, actually, to come down to Indy. So any LeBron fans, or in the past Kobe Bryant fans or Shaq fans, or fans of the big stars who get out the schedule at the beginning of the year and say, okay, when are they playing the Pacers? All right, let's plan on going to Indy for this game, buy tickets, take time off work, time out of school, whatever it may be, want to be on site to see him in person. And then 2 hours before the game, you hear they're not playing. That's a big bummer from a marketing and PR standpoint for the league. I completely understand from the Cavs standpoint why they did it. They're playing 4 games this week in 6 days. They have 3 games in 4 days. This is a back-to-back, playing Charlotte, Toronto, and Detroit in those other games. Those are teams they're trying to make statements against as top teams in the East. And they're going to have LeBron sit, 5 or 6 games a year just to rest. And the schedule just fell out perfectly. So I guess in the future, anyone making plans to come see LeBron or another player like that might want to look at the schedule and see if there's a potential for a rest day as we go forward. But regardless, when they get done tomorrow, if you're old school and you get a paper delivered to you, honestly, I haven't seen a paper delivered in years, but open up the standings and look at it. You'll have Pacers 6-6, Cavs are 9-2. Those numbers won't change just because LeBron sat out. And so, fortunately, the Pacers were able to take advantage and keep the Cavs at bay. Now, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, they played pretty heavy minutes, I think 35 minutes, against Toronto on Tuesday. And they came out and were going full throttle and giving the Pacers their best shot. And fortunately, Jeff Teague was up to the challenge, along with Thad Young, actually. Those two kind of combated Kyrie and Love. It's straight one-to-one in the first half. The Cavs duo got the better of Teague and Young, but not by much. It was almost a stalemate. And that left the Pacers with Paul George as a difference maker on their side. And PG had a rough shooting night, especially early. But did, finish the game with 21 points, 11 rebounds, and made a big difference on both ends of the floor while he was out there. Obviously, feeling better with the ankle, playing almost 37 minutes. So the Pacers were going for this win. Nobody resting. And as Nate McMillan mentioned before the game when talking about considering rest, he said, we're just considering trying to win games because getting off to a bad start, you don't have that luxury to plan out where you might want to rest your star player. At this point, they're trying to come together, trying to play the best they can, and not worried about rest. They can worry about that when they get well above 500, or if things go poorly, well below. So right now, though, they're at 500 after winning two in a row. Phoenix Suns coming in on Friday, chance to sweep this week of home games where the schedule is getting tougher. You get the Cavs now, get Phoenix at home, a game hopefully they can pull off, and then they have a nasty back-to-back Sunday at Oklahoma City, Monday back home against Golden State. So as the Cavs are dealing with schedule issues tonight, the Pacers will be dealing with them next week as things get going, and then they have a couple more home games before hitting the road out west for several. And that stretch includes, again, Golden State twice and the LA Clippers twice, best teams in the West. So, but back to the night, talked about Jeff Teague, talked about Thad Young. Teague finished the game with 20 points and 8 assists, only 2 turnovers. And really attacked at the times when you needed to attack. Made 2 of 4 three-pointers. Didn't force up a lot of three-pointers. Only took 12 shots. And was real efficient out there to help lead the Pacers to the win. Thad Young early again was real active. He ended up finishing with 16.7 rebounds. And, Kyrie and Kevin Love definitely got theirs. And they, came alive even more in the second half. But when they came back out for the fourth quarter, the final stretch of the fourth quarter after taking a seat, they didn't have much left in the tank. But as it was, Love had 27, Kyrie 24, so they combined for 54 points, but they also took 43 shots. Love had 16 rebounds. He was, big-time player out there. But again, the Pacers were able to withstand that and really keep the Cavs at an arm's length for most of the game. We get that lead up to 10. Cavs would make a run. Then the Pacers would push it back to 6 or 8. That just kind of went back and forth. But eventually, whenever Irving and Love had to sit down, then the Pacers were able to, extend the lead a little bit and continue attacking. Bench showed up well for the Pacers. Again, C.J. Miles led the bench in minutes with 23, but he also had 10 points. Made a couple threes. Other than that, you know, Aaron Brooks had a good night as well. Made some good plays. It was really aggressive with 9 points. But again, you look at some of those trouble areas that we complained about early in the year, and the Pacers were good in those areas. They only had 10 turnovers for the game, which gave up 13 points, which is, you know, still an improvement over what they were doing earlier. In contrast, they were able to score 21 points on Cleveland's 18 turnovers. And then, you know, they only had 16 fouls. And really, a lot of those fouls were later on in the fourth quarter. The Cavs ended up shooting 20 free throws, but I think 12 of those were in the fourth quarter. And a lot of that was when the Pacers were well ahead. And as we mentioned, Miss It for Biscuits was in play with those late free throws. As Cavs missed 8 on the night, but Kevin Love was the man of the hour in the fourth quarter, missing the coveted 5th free throw. That gives everybody a free sausage biscuit at Hardee's in the morning, because the Cavs missed more than 5. So love that sponsorship, and love how the crowd gets into it when they flash it up on the scoreboard, letting everyone know that one more miss and everyone has biscuits. It's fantastic. So also, you know, you get half off at Papa John's because the Pacers went over 90 points again. So that, again, is something they're going to be doing. They should be doing every game the way they've been going this year. So what else do we have? Well, I mentioned Paul George, again, did not shoot the ball real well. Got up 9 three-point shots. Ended up making 3, but early on, it didn't look like he was going to make one for quite a while. And he was able to find other ways to get involved, finally found a rhythm. But the defense was, again, on point, similar to against Orlando. And really, it's that team defense, scrambling, covering up for each other, communicating. After the game in the locker room, you hear that repeated, that, you know, why is the defense doing better? What's going on? And it's simply, we're communicating, we trust each other, we know where to be, and we can trust that my teammates are going to be where they need to be, and that just makes it a lot easier to play defense. And there are a few possessions, you know, remember one in the second half where Cleveland was able to get an offensive rebound and second chance, which has been a killer for the Pacers, but they were able to scramble and cover everybody up and eventually force a turnover because they had all the options for shots shut down and force a bad pass. So great stuff on the defensive end again. And along with that, they had a combined 20 steals and block shots. So real active hands. Now, I say a combined because they had 12 blocks, and Miles Turner had 4 of those blocks, many of the highlight variety. Monte Ellis had 5 blocks. And thinking back, you know, it says he had 1 steal, but I think at least 3 or 4 of those quote-unquote blocks were on balls that were below the Cav player's shoulders. It looked like they were more like strips. He had his hand on the ball a lot. But as guys were going in the lane, going up for shots, he was poking it free. So it was a bit of a semantic thing, though. So we'll say that Monte had 6 blocks and steals combined, and you can divvy those up however you want. Bottom line is he was disrupting things on defense and helping the Pacers get some stops and get the ball going the other way. And they really, you know, took advantage of those opportunities, outscoring the Cavs 23-4 in fast break points. So that's how they want to play, and that's something that they're going to need to use going forward, of course. So again, LeBron free, we don't care at this point. W's all count the same. And as I mentioned, after the Orlando loss, that, you know, all W's feel the same, but maybe a win over the Cavs might feel a little different and be worth about 2 wins It still may be, but it's something now that without LeBron in there, that you just take it and move on, and it's a big to get that win, considering some of those teams ahead of you in the Eastern Conference weren't able to beat the Cavs, and in that sense, when you're looking at up at Toronto, up at Charlotte, teams like that, it's a big benefit. So, hey, thanks, LeBron. And he will be back in Indy again this year, so there will be a chance for people to see him play, assuming he plays in. Now, that should be a league band-aid. If you're only making one visit to an NBA town, you should have to play, and if you're making more than one, you should have to play at least once. I mean, this is the entertainment industry as well as the basketball industry, so got to give the fans what they want at some point. But anyways, at least the Pacers were able to benefit, and they are now, this was the third year in a row LeBron has sat out a game in Indy, but Pacers have taken advantage. They're 3-0 in those games, so I don't know. Would you rather be in attendance and watch LeBron score, 40 points and lead the Cavs to a win, or watch him sit in a nice suit and have the Pacers take a win? For me, as a follower of this team and trying to see him battle to come together, I'd much rather take the W. So, and that seemed to be the sense in the locker room. You heard the guys talking about hearing that LeBron wasn't playing and just kind of having a little bit of a, oh, good, okay, now we got to play, because you don't want to lose that game. LeBron sits out, and you know that the Cavs have enough firepower with Irving and Love that they can burn you if you're not playing well. So they were able to, come together and play, put forth another solid effort and get the W. So finally, one last thing in the locker room also, we saw Rakeem Christmas going around, kind of dapping up everybody before he left. And it appears he was saying his goodbyes before heading out on assignment to Fort Wayne to play with the Mad Ants in the D League. It was nice to see how the players reacted, and C.J. Miles and Monte Ellis in particular really giving him some encouragement, pumping him up, keeping him focused on what his goals should be and what he needs to do while he's down there. Now, I don't know if anyone else is going, although I have a feeling rookie George Niang may also be making the trip to Fort Wayne. So wait to see official announcement on that. But that would make sense for those guys to go up and get some minutes with the D-League team since they haven't been in the rotation so far for the Pacers. All right, so that covers us for a quick post-game. So we are your daily podcast with Pacers information here, always trying to relay whatever we hear from the field house, especially after games, getting in and seeing what's going on with the coaches and players and at the field house, and making sure Pacers fans know what's going on with the team as they continue to build. And at this point, there seems to be some confidence. I know Thad Young mentioned that, they're really sticking to what the coaches are preaching, and it's starting to pay off, and seems like that confidence between the players and, each players and players, players and coaches, coaches and players, that whole dynamic is starting to build, and the Pacers have a chance to now head into this tough stretch of the schedule with a little more firepower to throw at these teams, and hopefully something that will build for the rest of the season as we move forward. But next up, Pacers will play the Phoenix Suns on Friday at the Field House. One more home game to complete the 4 in a row, and 3 this week with a chance to sweep them after beating the Magic and Cavs. So make sure you check in with any questions or comments. Find me at email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and all of those sources have all past episodes, so please check them out. And for now, you've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You got it.
Don't you, baby, don't you, baby, don't you, baby, don't you, baby.
know how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.